Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Real Estate Pros, the podcast for real estate business owners, salespeople, and property managers, where you'll get marketing ideas, inspiring interviews, actionable tips and strategies to help grow your business. I'm Josh Cobb. In late 2015, an incredible woman by the name of Gia Lee entered the real estate industry here in Australia. With no prior experience selling property, Gia did what most of us in real estate do when starting our career. She looked at what successful agents did to market themselves, and she set out to conquer the world of real estate by doing what she thought was the way to go about marketing. Just a few months into her new career as a real estate salesperson, while delivering DL cards to local letterboxes in her marketplace in Perth, Gia realized something. She went to place yet another DL card in a letterbox when she noticed that seven other agents had done the very same thing that day. It was at that moment of opening up the letterbox to find seven other real estate agents just sold and just listed flyers that Gia thought to herself, surely there must be a better way to earning attention as a real estate agent. Gia questioned the traditional forms of marketing in real estate and started thinking of other ways to be front of mind when someone is considering selling, but without constantly interrupting people's lives with advertising. Gia decided to adopt an approach widely used in the marketing industry today, an approach called influencer marketing. A quick Google search will define influencer marketing as a type of marketing that focuses on using key leaders to drive your brand's message to your target market. Rather than marketing directly to a large group of consumers, you instead inspire, hire, or pay influencers to get the word out for you. Our major portals such as realestate.com.au and domain.com.au use this approach regularly to engage with consumers today. Realestate.com.au recently teamed up with celebrity MasterChef Gary Megan to produce a two-minute film where they tested how smells from certain foods can influence the valuation of house prices. Instead of producing this content themselves, realestate.com.au hired an influencer, a subject matter expert, to inspire the audience. Our industry trainers such as Josh Fegan, Tom Penos, and others engage in influencer marketing the moment they conduct an interview. When the interview goes live, what do you think the person being interviewed does? They share it with their own audience. This helps the interviewer reach an audience that they couldn't have necessarily reached on their own. They inspire influencers to get the word out for them by making them the hero of their marketing. I've been extremely fortunate myself to interview some of the most influential people in real estate on earlier episodes of this podcast. People like Ewan Morton, Wendy Alexander, Gary Peer, Lee Woodward, Doug Driscoll, Jay Bayer, and the list goes on. I'm equally fortunate that these people were kind enough to share our interview with their audience, which helped us spread the word about the podcast you're listening to right now. It not only helped us spread the word about our show, but it helped me develop relationships with people who truly inspire me personally. Gia Lee is a living, breathing example of how effective this strategy is in real estate sales. Earlier this year, Gia started a blog called Perthspective, where she interviews local entrepreneurs in Perth, influencers if you will, about their stories of success and how real estate or property has been a part of that success. The interview is conducted in the kitchen of the influencer's home, and photos of the interview accompany the article on Gia's website when it goes live each week. When the article goes live, Gia shares it with the interviewee, whereby they share it with their audience, helping Gia reach an audience that she couldn't have done on her own. Rather than marketing directly to a large group of consumers, Gia inspires influencers to get the word out for her. Not even a year into her career, Gia has been named in the top four Rookie of the Year list by the REIWA. Gia has built a loyal audience to her Perthspective interviews each week and has also created a live event whereby she invited some of Perth's most inspiring people to share their story on stage with a room full of VIPs, hosted by Gia Lee. Gia is no longer one of seven DL cards in someone's letterbox. She is one of one in someone's email inbox when the latest episode of Perthspective goes live each week. Instead of interrupting what people are interested in, Gia became what people are interested in. Instead of making herself the hero of her own marketing, she made someone else the hero of their own story and used her website as the marketplace, where people could learn about some of Perth's most inspiring people. Instead of creating marketing that real estate agents think they need, Gia created marketing that consumers actually wanted. A common misconception about marketing among real estate agents today, all over the world, is that the louder you shout, the better you'll be heard. Gia is part of a group of new agents who understand that marketing today in real estate is all about delivering inherently helpful content instead of trying to shout louder than the competitor. Influencer marketing just happens to be a very effective, rewarding, and inspiring approach to earning attention in real estate. Do you want to be one of seven agents competing for space in someone's letterbox? Or do you want to be the only agent that someone thinks about when the time comes to list their property? It's time to decide. Good luck. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Pros. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and you'll join more than 42,000 agents from around the world who get our latest episode straight to their inbox each week. Until next time, I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.